Good morning and welcome to Voice of the Valley. I'm Rick Cochran, and thanks for joining us again this week on your choice of West Virginia Radio Corporation stations. It's a profound privilege for me to be able to sit here and put spotlights on all the cool things going on around town, those things and events and that might not otherwise get all the media attention. We're trying to do that once a week on five of our radio stations to make sure you have an inside track on things that might be really important to you. And you might not hear about them otherwise. So let's start right off. And we've got a green room full of people we'll have on here for the next hour and new events and things happening that I'm sure we want to pass along to you. Make sure you're on top of it. Starting with my friend Sky Kirshner and my very good friend Jeannie Kay, who is also serves as in the role as my wife, which is a real big role to play. But likewise, a lot of you will remember Jeannie from West Virginia Radio Corporation, if you're a V100 listener, particularly because she occupied the midday show there for a number of years and did a fantastic job for us, well-loved by everybody here, well-loved by the community. Also was our traffic reporter for a couple of years, for five of our radio stations, plus TV, right, Jeannie?
That's right. That's how I started here.
And knowing you as well as I do, I know that your love of the workforce has always been in a capacity of organizing and development and in those areas of management, business management, which you did for many years with the law firm. Mm-hmm. Now you've linked up with Sky Kirshner and the staff at the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, which, by the way, is located downtown but serves the entire valley, to do similar kinds of tasks. You've actually become a business manager, marketing director for that organization, and now taking this nonprofit program that serves the community in so many wonderful ways to another place. And you get to do it right next door to me here in your headquarters.
That's right. We get to sneak out and have lunch together now.
So welcome coming back into the chair in that capacity. You're a good voice for anybody in the community, and you're still a good voice for all of us here at West Virginia Radio Corporation, too. Sky Kirshner has become a friend of mine over the last couple of years with regards to his work and leadership at the Unity Church in town. But likewise, you got your irons in so many fires. I'm not sure how you do it. I know a little bit how you do it because I think we share a little bit of a personality that says yes to too many things and not know enough to a lot of things.
I wear really heavy leather gloves so I don't get burned by all the irons in the fire. But yeah, they all get hot, and sometimes they all get hot at the same time. But
yeah, you got to watch that asbestos too, buddy, because back in our day we used to have different kinds of insulators. But the fact is you are out there doing a lot of things, and because of that, things get done, things happen. And one of those is... some folks know you from Unity and have forgotten, perhaps, or aren't aware of your key role in directing the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. And that is a couple of reasons I want to talk about it quickly. Is number one, we've got a show coming up that will explain it even better to you in just a week or so, starting on right here on WCHS, where we're taping this program today. Once per month, you guys will have a Ask the Expert program about this very subject of pastoral counseling or faith-based counseling. And Sky, we'll expound on that just a little bit. But that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring you in. Two was to explain to folks how a program like this one sets itself apart or is differentiated from, say, looking in the Yellow Pages and choosing a psychiatrist or a counselor. What we'll be able to expect from this group that sort of separates itself from the others. And I know some of those things, but I want to make sure our audience knows too. And clearly, before we finish, is how folks can get in touch with this organization in a snap, just like that. Mm. So you're directing the program for, what, over 20 years. 20 years now, to celebrate an anniversary on that, right?
Yeah.
And faith-based counseling, is that a fair term, or how would you term the program?
I think of us as compassion-based, but faith-based is a good way to think about it. We actually, these days, that's not an unusual idea, but 40 years ago when we first started, we were started by a group of clergy in the area who wanted to be able to send members of their congregation who needed help to someone who would respect their faith tradition. At that time, it was all Christian clergy, and back then, in some ways today, there was more of a rift between psychology and faith and religion. And
right.
Freud said a couple unfriendly things 120 years ago, and those wounds have been sort of hard to heal. These days, I think that there's much more of an integration and much more of an understanding that health and wholeness is a full body and a full a living experience, and most of us feel that to live fully includes not just one's emotional health, one's physical health, one's mental health, but also spiritual health. And what I mean by that has to do with using the resources of one's tradition, if it works for a person. Not everyone's tradition works for them as they become an adult. But developing and using the resources, things like prayer, things like a sense of meaning and purpose in life, wonderful books like A Purpose-Driven Life, which really help people connect what they're doing day to day with a bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the main thing that we have to offer is to continuously help folks see the connection between whatever might be happening that isn't working for them and sort of the bigger picture of their life.
That's really great. That's a really great synopsis of that. And it's what I have learned about the organization over the last year reverberates that as well. And that's one of the things I really like most about it. I'm a person who's gone through some counseling in my life. I've chosen to do that at times and to kind of get a feel of how I'm trekking along in the pathways and to secure up some things. And I have enjoyed being particularly choosing someone who will be sensitive to my need to have a prayer and to bring in my source into all that I'm doing with what I consider to be a pretty convoluted mind sometimes. And I can understand where someone might take a very scientific approach to getting themselves shored up. But for those of us, and there's a lot of us, who have some degree of, as you mentioned, tradition or a faith-based sense of living, having a counselor who's talking to you, who perhaps, if they're not tuned into that, would miss a tremendous opportunity, right?
Yeah. Well, and actually, it's these days, there's so much science and so much research being done on the effects of faith in a person's life, the effects of a working spirituality, a spirituality that actually works for a person. I've seen a number of studies where people dealing with pain, for example, practice different, what in the Hindu tradition are called mantras. These are just affirmations that are repeated over to oneself. An affirmation might be saying to yourself, I'm safe and secure and surrounded by love. Or it might be, I'm calm. The old thing about, if you get angry, take 10 deep breaths. And so this would be kind of adding on to that, saying something to yourself that helps you in that moment. And the folks that research this have discovered that sentences that connect people to something bigger than them or to a spiritual tradition tend to be more effective than just saying something like, I am at peace. So, for example, if I said to myself, the Lord is my shepherd, the researchers actually study this, and they find that a sentence like that comes from a scripture that's important to the person and has meaning to a person actually has more resonance and a kind of a deeper effect, a deeper positive effect than just saying something like, I am at peace. Fascinating science, and these days there's so much of an integration. Religion is and faith is being studied hugely, and all sorts of wonderful results are coming from these experiments.
It's one of the reasons I'm not afraid to admit to exploring counseling from time to time. Is I think that generally the community, our population, is becoming more at ease with reaching out for some assistance and saying that's not a mark of a brokenness. That's a mark of a wholeness. Is perhaps to go out and try to become even more better programmed.
Yeah, recognizing that I have needs. Sometimes we were taught, I was taught as a guy, it's not good to have needs, and I'm not supposed to have needs. But actually, most faith traditions, Christian tradition especially, I stand in need, and so recognizing that I am a needy person, I have needs. How I negotiate those needs with other people, is a big determinant of how happy I'm going to be in my relationships.
And so the selection of who you work with when you're sitting down for those longer periods to open up and discuss what's going on in you is a really important process. Mm-hmm. And finding the right fit is real, real important. That's one of the reasons why, in your group, for example, Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, you don't have one counselor, you have many counselors.
Right, the fit is really important, and the fit has to do with age, it has to do with gender, it has to do with background. We try to hook people up with, religiously with somebody who knows that tradition. Sometimes people want somebody who's the same gender. Sometimes they want somebody who's the opposite gender. You know, it all depends on what the goals are that the person has when they come to meet with us.
You know, turn of the year, Jeannie, this is a time when people are turning leaves, if you will. I guess that's an old term. But I mean, resolutions are coming out. People wanting to make change, clear the slate, get mm-hmm. a new thing started. Do you recognize that from the business aspect of things that are going on at the center? Do you hear and feel more calls, more surge of people interested in getting some help to start a new year, start a new beginning, for example?
I think it's just representative of the public in general that we all feel a clean slate when the year turns over to a new year, and we want to make those changes that we've longed to make. And this is an excellent time to get started when you have that feeling of the clean slate before you. And Sky, you actually mentioned this in church on Sunday, but I read it in a book a long time ago, Addiction and Grace by Gerald May, about how habits cause pathways to actually form in our brain. It's a physiological thing. And that's why it's so hard to break behaviors that we want to change and break habits that we want to get rid of, because physiologically things are going on in our brain. And it takes somebody from the outside that can be objective to really help counsel us through making those changes and carve new pathways through our brain that are better for us, that help us to add to our approach of wellness, the care of our emotional state, of well-being as well. That's really important, and let those old pathways erode away.
A lot of people who heard you on the radio for years said, when I listen to her, I just feel better, or I feel connected to her in some way. That's one of the things that a radio personality or TV personality always wants to accomplish, but we rarely ever do. Generally, we're just throwing information out there, and sometimes we're not even really ourselves on the radio. You had a tremendous reputation for being yourself.
Because I was never trained as a broadcaster. I just came in as myself, and I never changed it.
So I was going to bridge from that, and that's excellent. Bridging from that is, you found it a pretty easy transition to go from radio right into the seat of helping to coordinate activities and getting the word out about counseling with the Kanawha Pastoral.
It was an easy transition to make. It's a very peaceful place where I work, and I'm really excited about the work that we do and our ability to help other folks. And I do want to mention that we help folks. We accept most insurance, but we also have fee subsidies and a sliding fee scale for those who are unable to afford counseling. And we believe that's important, that everybody who seeks counseling and to make changes in their lives is able to do that. And I want to let everyone know of our phone number right now in case you're inclined to call or you know somebody who you would like to refer to us. It's 205-WELL, 205-WELL. Call that number and you'll be on a path to wellness.
I'm a real believer in things like that you just put in your BlackBerry or your iPhone, if that be your thing. Yeah. But get it in there and have it, not for you so much, maybe it is for you, but you may be talking with someone who says, you know, I really feel like I need to talk. You know, I heard something on the radio. And they'll have that in there. Put it in your BlackBerry, your iPhone right now, and say, under counseling, Jeannie K, Sky Kirshner, however you want to put it in there, I have a contact, 205-WELL. That's as easy as it gets. Mm-hmm. Or remember that, which, believe it or not, I've been able to remember, 205-WELL.
Well, if you remember it, everybody will.
That's
I want to go back to one other little thing when we were talking about faith-based counseling, and Sky mentioned that we really think of it as compassionate-based counseling. I've answered a few phone calls where people said, I haven't read my Bible in a long time, or I'm really not that religious. We offer counseling to everyone. You don't have to have a specific religion. We just want you to know that including your spiritual life in your counseling is an option. And we are glad to embrace that of your life with you.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And you made that point. It's there for you if it's mm-hmm. a tradition for you and you want to bring it in. It was important for me when I did it.
Yeah.
Then it's available, right, Sky?
Yeah. And that's an important thing, you know, because sometimes we set ourselves up with goals like, oh, I ought to read my Bible every day, or I ought to pray every day. And sometimes I'll be talking with somebody and they'll say, well, how much do you think you ought to be praying? And they said, oh, about an hour a day. And I was thinking, you know, who has an hour in a day? Who, you know, if we had 25 hours, but, you know, and especially to go from not doing it at all. So, you know, one of the things that we recommend, that I recommend is, you know, why don't you start with something small? Like, how about when you're sitting in a red light, you know, and you've got 15 seconds and, you know, how about just checking in, you know, and kind of giving thanks for the day? And how about starting there? And seeing how that goes, because, you know, when we set these really high goals that are daunting, you know, we might be able to do them for the first week, but being able to sustain them, I think, really takes the motivation of feeling like it's working for me. And so so incorporating things slowly into my life, you know, and feeling like as I go along, it's really making a positive difference is part of what builds motivation.
205 Well. Now you're listening to this discussion and saying, you know, I felt like I should be talking with someone, or I would like my spouse, or I'd like my son or daughter, or a cousin or an aunt or an uncle or a neighbor that needs a little extra help dealing with a grieving process, whatever. Just remember that number. Just put that, log that away right now and say it to yourself a couple of times and you'll own it. 205 Well. And then pass it to somebody. There is a gift right there. Pass that number, 205 Well. Pass it to someone and say, give them a call. The rest will be handled very, very beautifully, very easily, just in a phone call.
Oh, yeah. And Mandy or Linda will answer the phone, and you'll hear whichever one answers, one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear. They're just really sweet.
They are good folks. They really are.
You'll be taken good care of from the moment you call.
Matter of fact, time for me to say
yeah,
one more
thing? Yeah.
You know, the thing about support that Jeannie was saying is really important, but it doesn't always have to be professional support. In making changes, the folks that find support through friends, through people at work, through, you know, a lot of people have a relationship with God, and, you know, that's a form of support. So it's not just professional support that helps when making changes. It's any kind of support. I tell my dog. You know, my dog wags back at me. That's support, you know. And,
buddy, I'm a believer in that.
One other thing that turns out to be really helpful and really important is writing it down, writing the little goal down. And there's something about making it concrete, making it real. Telling another person is the same kind of thing. So I'm a strong believer in you know, support at all different levels. Mm-hmm. If friends, you know, if family members, or, you know, sometimes the situation, I might not want to talk with my family member about what it is that I'm working on because maybe it's more private, you know. And that's the kind of thing where professional support or clergy support, for example, can be very helpful. If I really want an extra level of privacy, this is something I just want to keep confidential. That's the kind of thing where a professional, either a clergy person or someone, can really be helpful, because you can trust that person is going to keep what you're working on safe. It's just going to be between you and them.
Just as a wrap to that concept and idea, and on this conversation, I'd like to have you guys back to do this more regularly to talk about our continuing mental health and just helping us to have some tips on how to stay alert and stay tuned in. Is that when you talk about faith-based and clergy, so there are folks listening to us now who are involved in clergy. They're deacons of churches. They're pastors of churches. They're listening right now. Mm-hmm. And they are in a grand position to help folks find your services and know full well that when they send them to you, they're not going to be dropping that person off of the spiritual highway. And then that's a really great thing, because you guys are good at feedback and being aware of where someone's coming from, what church they belong to. As long as a person shares that and is willing to share it, you guys are willing to keep that rotation of information going so that you're fully cognizant of where their tradition is and what their belief system is, and then work within that line guideline to assist clergy in what they're trying to do anyway. I mean, it seems.
And it's impossible to be all things with all people, especially with such a wide spectrum of religious traditions that we have in this valley. You know, some traditions really prefer to stay within that tradition. So, you know, and some churches have their own counselors in-house.
Sure.
Some churches feel that counseling, you know, is a sign that you don't have enough faith. And so they won't, you know, recommend someone. They'll recommend someone in-house. They'll recommend a prayer support group or a Bible study group. These are all the different forms of support. What we have to offer fits for some people, certainly not everyone. But the important thing is the idea that support and having someone you know, who can be supportive. Now, not every person's supportive, you know, and some people, they don't tell their family because, not because they don't trust them, but they trust that they'll put them down for the changes
it'll feel
that
worse.
They want to make.
Mm-hmm. It'll feel worse.
Yeah, so, you know, picking the people who are going to be supportive to me in whatever goal I'm working on is important, and sometimes it's a hit or miss kind of thing. But with religion especially, you know, we have such a variety and a diversity. It's pretty much impossible for one place to fit all the different spectrums that we have.
That's why you have a series and a great program of people available to fit all the tempos of life going on out there. Appreciate you so much. Canal Pastoral Counseling Center. Big name to remember. One short number. 205-WELL. 205-W-E-L-L. WELL. You remember that, pass it along to somebody this year, and you'll be giving them a great New Year gift right there. Sky Kirshner and Jeannie Kay, appreciate it so much. Love having you in the seat anytime, Jeannie. And Sky, it's always good and refreshing to hear your input on all of these issues. And we want to have you back regularly. Is that
Thanks,
all right?
Rick.
Would
yeah,
you do
I'd
that?
I'd love to.
All right, and I'll let you work that out, right, Jeannie?
All right. Thanks for having us. It's been fun.
You bet. Stick around. More people coming in here on Voice of the Valley. It's right after this. Stay tuned.